Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
above freezing anyway. Tomorrow might even be up close to 60, so we like that. Yesterday was our last cold day, I hope, for the whole winter. And I hope you're warming up in your neck of the woods wherever it's at, you know. And in the meantime, here we are again. And this is the American Indian Movement radio show serving the Native and Indigenous nations. So anybody wants to call in, the number is 657-383-1271. And we have several things to talk about tonight, but before I get going, let me invite Tanshi Vember to open this up. Not open this up, you know, like a not to gut us, you know. But, you know, you kind of don't sound right on Vember.
No, you mean
I'll
you
let
mean
Vember
shake it
gut
up,
us. Let start the show, I'll let Vember gut us.
Oh, man.
But anyway, he's going to start it.
Tanshi,
you know, I was just started thinking about how we started up. We're laughing and joking, but you know, sometimes I think we're the only people that does this, because other cultures and even other tribes don't think what you're saying is funny. They get all serious. Some of them even get offended. Some of them even will go talk smut about you, you know. But that's how we are. You know, we always joke and joke around, and other people run around all serious all the time, and crying around all the time, and acting tough all the time, and you know, and every other thing, but just being humble and cracking a little humor in now and then, you know. I mean, I guess I don't mean to do that, but after I said it, you know, and we do this all the time. Yeah. After we say something, we say, "Whoops, I shouldn't have said that," you know.
See, that's the thing, you know. Lakota humor, it's always been, we've always had that. I don't know about these other tribes, you know, but if you look at the Washitu, that's how they are, see, real serious about everything, you know. There's no humor, you know. And if you have humor in your life, you know, like I hear a lot of people say, laughter is the best medicine. And next thing you know, they're acting like the way you're talking, you know. And I always wonder, you know, where they learn that, you know. This Washitu process is kind of, you know, dominating their brain. You know, it's not good. Washitu. And that's the problem with these guys. You know, they should get the, you know, laugh a little bit, because you know, that's what makes the world go round a little easier, you know. And when you're too serious,
you can get to real hard times by just with using a little humor, you know.
That's, you
sometimes, sometimes we find ourselves in positions where there's no way out of it, except if you let it go, you just stress yourself out or get sad and whatever, you know. But
yeah.
Even
yeah.
In bad times, we always be cracking jokes, you know. Just on this radio show, sometimes, you know, I say stuff like I'm gonna turn you on right now. I mean, I'm gonna turn the switch on, so you're live. But then I don't mean to turn you on, you know. I see it on Facebook. Some guy asked for a hug. So I said, "What? We go in public today?"
Yeah.
So you can't go public today since you're asking for a hug on social media, you know.
Yeah.
But just teasing, you know. Why you go public today, but people didn't catch that, you know. They don't pick up on that. Like, what's going on here? What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, they think you're trying to, you know, say something rude to them or something, you know, which isn't the case. You know,
but I'm always speaking to another Lakota, you know, and they're outsiders reading stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Outsiders, they read stuff way different. They have a different interpretation of everything, you know. And
they're too serious. That's what it is.
Yeah. They act like they never had no damn fun in their life, you know?
Yeah.
And just like us at Sundance, when it's the worst time, no water and suffering big time, you still be laying around cracking some humor, you know? Our ice sink, Wakon Tonka, brings it to us, you know, because funny things happen, you know?
Yeah.
Out there, it's so
there's always humor. There's always, no matter how serious it is, and no matter how hard it is, there's always humor in there, you know. And that's what keeps you going, you know. It's like a process, you know. When that isn't present, you have it harder, you know. But when it's present, it's like it takes you through a lot smoother, you know.
Somebody going in a circle all cool, and then the guy behind him steps on his skirt, yanks his skirt up. Little skinny leg. He looks like he's walking, but the guy steps on his skirt and yanks his skirt up. But he ain't walking, he's really dancing.
Jamming.
You know, so we have lots of fun all the time, and sometimes here for listeners out there tuning in, you know, you're gonna have to try to get with it. Don't get so serious, even join in or whatever. Don't feel like some kind of way. Don't think.
Get your humor in your life.
Some people think you're trying to punk them, you know.
it's not about punking anybody or anything. It's just, you know, laughter. There's a joke there, you know. You know, that's what it is, you know. Quit thinking like that, you guys. Have a little laughter in your life.
You see the difference between me and Bimber? I say punking, and he says punking. So it's that word. Emphasis in the N and the K. Punking. Anyway, I turned on a bunch of lines, and also your lines are all on. Philip Lance. Layla, so anytime you want to jump in, you know, we're kind of informal, unprofessional, and all of that, but we welcome all of you sometimes Layla don't participate when you hear her gig with background.
Yeah.
I'm shy. But that's a wonderful way of life, Wombly, like, you know,
yeah.
Finding the joke in things. That'll really get you through, like Thimber said.
Yeah, I'm glad you do. Sometimes you be cracking up back there, you know. Some people hang up and leave.
You can't take the heat, right?
Like you say, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen. But, you know, I was going to run through a couple of things real quick, you know, like gas prices. They're trying to blame Russia for gas prices. Now, these gas prices started going up before that because the American knows what the hell there's going on. So they say, okay, let's start a war over here so we can raise gas prices.
No, really? Yeah. Whoa, man.
Well, you know, I mean, like right now, they're the ones, Americans are the biggest provoker of that war over there. You know, they're provoking it.
You know,
all day long, you know.
Yeah, 2020, the Americans are the biggest producers of oil, and yet we're paying these prices because they export it. See, that's what it is. OPEC, we're number one in OPEC, and Saudi Arabia second. And they say, oh, Russia's a big producer. Yeah, Russia's got a lot, but, you know, that's just been lately. America's been doing this. Like I say, in South Dakota alone, there's over 750 pipelines going through the state of South Dakota to Texas. And think about that, you know, just that, you know, and we're the biggest oil producers in the world. America is. But we pay the highest prices, you know, and it's not that they don't have it. It's they want the money.
Yeah.
The greed. That's all it is. It's nothing else. They'll blame everybody there is, but it's the profit. That's what they're looking at. They want to make as much money as they could so they could control more people, more things.
Was it
that's what Rockefeller
they are. Who had Standard Oil, Wombly?
Yeah. Well, you know, plus, the other thing, Russia has pipelines going into Europe. And all them European countries are over there getting their oil, getting their heating oil and everything. And they're over there trying to join in with the American to attack Russia. But that's because they got their arm twisted behind their back, you know. They don't want to say nothing about Russia, but because they joined that cult, NATO, they have no choice but to act like they're against Russia. But really, Russia's heating all their homes all the way to Italy, France,
Germany,
all the countries over there. You know, yeah. And you know, if you have a troublemaker on your street, you know. And if people start joining that troublemaker, it just grows and grows and grows. And it gets worse and worse and worse. Because I lived in neighborhoods where there was one family that was picking on everybody, and pretty soon everybody joined in with them. So they don't get picked on. So they find somebody weak to attack, you know. And that's what's going on right now. And the other thing is, well, people don't know it's the inside story of all of this stuff. There's an inside story to everything. And the biggest inside story started after World War II when they started NATO, when the Americans made their nukes and stuff, when they started getting these smaller countries to join in with them. And they said, at the time, they said to stop Russia. So they already had Russia in their scope from the get-go because they always feared Russia because Russia had nukes too. You know, So, so that's
Russia
why they started.
Was Russia on your side in World War II, Wombly? Was Russia an ally in World War II? How did that flip?
No, no. Russia wasn't an ally. Russia and Germany were fighting. Germany was went over. Hitler wanted to take over Russia. You know, the U.S. gets credit for winning the war, but they didn't win the war. The Russians whipped Germany's ass. The Russians were the one that finally came in and took over Berlin and all that. The U.S. and other countries, U.S. stuck their nose in it, you know. And really, that was Britain's war, France's war. They were all fighting Hitler, you know. And, you know, Hitler, he was marching door to door, you know. He was marching door to door, trying to take over, you know. So they had reason to go after Hitler. And then the Americans got into it. And then, of course, the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor. So I shouldn't say Japs. That's a negative word. You know, that's like using the N-word. The Japanese, they attacked Pearl Harbor. You know, so all that. But then the U.S., after the war was almost ended, the Japanese were ready to give up. The U.S. wanted to test their nukes, so they dropped them two big bombs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, you know, just to test their bomb, not to win the war. The war was already won. Japan was already down to zero because the Chinese, they couldn't beat the Chinese because the Chinese had millions of soldiers. And Japanese didn't have that many soldiers. The Chinese could just sacrifice life after life and keep coming. And finally got to the Japanese, you know. They were out. Then they had Americans attacking them. And, you know, so they were already losing. And they didn't even need to drop the bombs over there, but they did it for chess, you know. They used Japanese for their guinea pig. And then after that, they were testing them bombs all over the Pacific Ocean, blowing up islands. There's that story too if people want to get into that. You know, and then they got scared that Russia was gonna, because Russia had nukes. They were getting worried that, so they started pointing nukes at Russia. They got all these small countries to join in with them, make it sound good, you know. And that's what they did. But Russia got tired of it. You know, they said, you know, well, here's Ukraine. These are our own people. This used to be, we used to all be together. But now Americans trying to divide us up. And they did pretty good. They got Ukrainians hating Russians. They even say it. They hate them. And the thing about the Ukrainian government is corrupt as all hell. That young leader they got now that's crying on TV every day, that he's the one prolonging the whole thing. He said, we got to fight. He don't want to lose because they're going to lock his ass up for corruption and a bunch of other stuff he did, you know. And then the U.S. is in on it, you know. The U.S. is sponsoring them all this time. Joe Biden's son was on the gas committee over there in Ukraine. So the U.S. been involved in this for the last 15 years. Hillary Clinton and all of them, you know, they've been after it. They started, and the Ukrainians started going around murdering Russians, attacking Russian towns in Ukraine. Russians live on eastern Ukraine because that was all Russia before. So Russia, there's a lot of Russians live over there. Well, when the Americans started making all this war, the Ukrainians started killing Russians and attacking them towns and raping the women. And I mean, there's videos. You can see it. And, you know, it ain't like what people think. It ain't like the Ukrainians are real peaceful people that are just living in peace and want to be left alone. They've been doing this stuff. And that's a fact. You know, they chased a bunch of Russians into a building in Odessa. And when they got in the building, they blocked the building so they couldn't run out. And they put it on fire and fried all the people. And these are Russian citizens, you know. They were doing that. So they've been doing this all this time. Anyway, there's more to the story. And the U.S. is right now really trying to, like they just said they're going to send some more weapons into Russia. Given, so the Russians are saying, you know what, if you do that, we're gonna go ahead and start bombing your convoy. You know? See, the reason why this war is taking so long is because there wasn't a plan to just go in and attack it like regular war. You know, like when the U.S. went into Baghdad, they bombed the hell out of Baghdad.
And they
bombed
did.
The hell out of everything. They didn't give us hell. They were just killing kids and everything, you know, with a made-up war, looking for weapons of mass destruction. And they had the same, you know. And those Iraqis aren't relatives to Americans, you know. Americans are white. Those ain't their relatives, but they're over there attacking them so they won't have weapons. Well, Russia moved in on Ukraine, so they don't have weapons. Same thing, you know. But because it's Russia doing it, it's a whole different ballgame. You know, they're, all the racism and everything starts. But you have to go over there to see it. You can't sit over here in this country and look at Yahoo News and listen to news and automatically call what's going on there bad. It was bad when they were killing Russians before the war, when they were murdering people in villages, when they were, you know, confiscating land. The first thing that Ukraine did at the start of this war was they put martial law and started taking property away from Russians. And these Russians have been living there for hundreds of years. You know, they never moved out just because it turned into Ukraine. It's like the U.S. was Mexico before it was the U.S.
Yeah.
So the people from Mexico still live there. You know? So that's you know, all the racism against Mexicans. Telling a white man saying, go back across the border. Well, them Mexicans have been living there for hundreds of years. You know? And see, when the American gets involved in something, you shouldn't believe everything that you hear. You shouldn't believe it because they're liars. You know? And when you talk against them, you're in trouble, you know. Just like now, I could be in trouble. They could say, wow, look at this traitor. Well, how? I'm a Lakota. You know, they're living on my land, so how am I a traitor? You know, they're occupying my land. This is a prisoner of war camp here, you know.
It is.
You know, we're living on a prisoner of war camp. You know, and you see Facebook saying, don't gripe about the gas prices. Don't bitch about the gas prices and all that. At least you're not sitting in a in a train station without a home, and enemy warplanes flying overhead and all this. Well, we got enemy warplanes flying over. We had B-1 bombers flying over the sundance grounds all the time.
We have them all over the place.
I see fighter jets flying over the house all the time. FBI, U.S. Marshals on our land all the time.
Locking up
Indians all the time. You know? You see this all the time. We're not living good. You know? We're not living good. How? They deprive us of every right. We can't get loans from the government. You know, you got to be a white man to get an FHA loan. They ain't giving no Indians FHA loans. So
Gunshy, right now, there's a company out of Texas that's on a reservation drilling around. See? That's the thing with these Washitos. See, they kind of control the BIA controls the tribal council. So now they brought in, I can't remember what the name of it is. They made some organization there in Pine Ridge, and they're saying that I think it's called Ichaga, you know, but they're the ones that are doing that. That I guess there's a big old scrap over who authorized who, and then that company just going around digging holes, you know, big old holes with big machines. And people are wondering what they're doing, and they're saying they're digging for gravel, but, you know, people have a idea it's more than that. You know, so
no, they're digging for it. There's out in the Badlands, you know, we got bentonite, we have zeolite, even uranium, there's steam pits down there, there's a lot of things going on, oil. You look out there in the Badlands and look at some of them plants, they're black because there's oil down there.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
And it's all over, but our people, but they're not supposed to come over and be doing that. So we just let it be. But those white guys, they say, damn, look at that oil out there. Look at those plants.
And
black plants growing. You know?
It's crazy.
So we're over here, and when we talk about this, right away they want to get on our case. You know, they want to talk bad about us. You know, but, you know, I'm not a traitor. I'm defending my people. You know, and I'm trying to tell our people to remember who's who. You know, that's all I'm doing. You know, I'm not telling our people to rise up against the Washitu and get in cars and go town to town and start marauding and butchering people. No, I'm not telling them that. I'm just telling them to wake up and don't follow that cult, that American cult, and quit involving yourself in that cult. You know, quit feeling pity for somebody who don't pity you. Were they flying the Ogallala Sioux tribe over there? Are they flying the Rosebud Sioux tribe over there? They don't even care about it. You know how I know? Because I was there. You know? And when you witness stuff on your own self, by your own self, and you see it. You know, they always say, if you want to know the truth, ask an Indian. So I seen it. I witnessed it. I felt the racism. And I seen the hate between them American sympathizers against the Russians. You know? Them Russians, you know, you go over there and look at their culture. They have a culture. They work hard. They're always working, tilling the land, growing stuff, trying to have their own economy. But then you go over there in Ukraine, go over there and watch them guys running around with yellow and pink hair, hothead, drugs coming in, you know, staying high, getting buzzed up, you know, criminals. And that's what they did. They riled up the criminals, just like they did in Libya, Syria, and every place else. If they want to overthrow a government, get those potheads. And then they call up students. Say, oh, they're students. Say they're students, you know. And get them young people riled up to turn on the government. That's how they do it. And you know, to play music, you don't need to dye your hair purple. You don't need to start putting earrings all over your damn nose, ears, forehead, and every place else. You don't need to start wearing bitch boots. You know? You don't need to do that. You know? But you go to them places, they want to be American. So those bands down there, they look like a bunch of, you know, tattooed all over the place, earrings all over the place, pink hair, turquoise hair, you know, and like to stay drunk and high. They want to be like Jimi Hendrix and the Americans, drink whiskey on stage and look cool, thinking they sound good, but they sound like shit, you know. Anybody that plays music knows you don't want no drunk pothead behind you backing you up when you're trying to sing or trying to do a saxophone solo or something like that, you know. But you don't want no bass player screwing up everything or some drummer way off of whack, you know. But they don't care. They want to be like American. So you go to them countries, that's what they do. And those are the people that the Americans work on to turn against their government. That's what's going on over there. You know, these people, they got them riled up. You know, they got that young president over there getting on TV every day. Look, he's on every damn day crying. He's getting his people to fight. You know, so they got 25 or so many thousand people dead fighting the Russians. Whose fault is that? He's the one telling them to go out there. He's enlisting people that ain't even in the military. He said, be a patriot, fight. These people don't have no training. He's giving them guns and letting them go out there and get killed. You know, is that a leader? You know? There's a time when you gotta say, you know what? Our leaders did that. Our leaders didn't want to do stuff. The government was slaughtering our people. So our leaders finally said, you know what? For the sake of my people, I'm going to stop. And they took them into Fort Robinson, took them on the res, and did that. You know, our leaders didn't want to. But the more they fought, the more they were killing women and children and all that, the Americans. Americans were colder than the Nazis. They were throwing babies up and stabbing them with bayonets. They were cutting women's genitals out. You know, that was way before Hitler, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? We have to, our people act like they forgot that. How many of you, or maybe some of you Indians out there don't even know that. Maybe you're still living so much into American life. Maybe you're living so much into American life that you don't even realize it. Maybe you got buddied up with 10 white guys at your job, so you don't realize it. You don't realize when you walk away, those 10 buddies of yours, those white buddies, are saying, ah, that goddamn Indian, he stinks. You know? Right away, you know? They're doing that to you. You know, you're never going to see. You see any millionaire billionaire Forbes Indian. Hell no. You don't. You'll never see a rich billionaire Indian. You know, you see somebody that say he's part Indian. You see, like they got astronaut. Oh, first Native astronaut. He's a butt-hair Indian. You know, they're saying this guy, everybody is bragging about some rock star. Well, he's a butt-hair Indian. But he thinks like a white guy. You know, you got people part Indian, and they're doing good. They say, yeah, look, that Indian's doing good. He's doing good because he's a white guy. It's like I see a thing on Facebook. I kind of laughed at it. You ain't Indian because you drive a Jeep Cherokee. You know, you ain't. You know what I mean? But there's no real Indians in the world that are financially strong and successful. None. You know, they might run. There's a couple casinos that scammed the casinos Indians and got kind of rich, and then 5 years later you see them going to prison. That's how it is. So we have to our people need to see that. That's all I'm trying to do. Some of us are trying to do. We're trying to wake people up and say, you know what? I'm not telling you to grab a gun and go fight them. All I want you to do is look it. Don't grab a gun and fight them. Go grab a chalupa and pray with it. Go to a deepi and pray. You know, go on the hill and feed the spirit. That's all we're saying. We're not saying grab weapons and run the, you know, we're not doing that. You know, so don't come up and start calling me hater and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, you guys can jump in, you know. I was talking about that whole, like that Brittany Griner. You know, that Brittany Griner or Grinner, whatever her name is, they call her smuggling hash into Russia, into Moscow. You can see the video. She's busted red-handed. They pull her stuff out, and she's sitting right there, and they open it up right in front of her.
Wow.
But now there's people saying, oh, I don't believe it. They're setting her up. They've planted that on her, all this and that. You know, she was taking it there because they didn't have none there. You know, Moscow's a big city. Why didn't, if Moscow, Russians are so full of drugs, why ain't she going in there just buying some over there? It's because I seen it. They don't have a big drug axis like you do here in America. So if you want to go to Russia and keep partying, you sneak your own drugs over there because they don't have it, like going to the moon, you know? They like their vodka and all that. Yeah, there's some potheads over there, but there's not even a lot of them. And I used to tell people over there, I said, man, you're gonna shit when the Americans start coming in here. They're going to be turning this place into pot heaven. They're going to be bringing drugs in. Your kids ain't going to be able to play at the playground. Your women better be, ain't going to be safe on the road. You know? But anyway, once again, I'll shut my mouth.
You're on the roll. Keep it going, Tashi.
Yeah.
You know, it's the truth.
I'm getting riled up. I got my feathers sticking up, you know.
Like I was telling Tashi, we're going to give you the vodka and do the mamushka here while you're on there.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need to do that. You know, we need to.
Yeah.
You know, next time, show up with a jug of vodka and see if we keep talking like they said. Takes the average person 2 years to learn how to talk, but it takes them 60 years to learn how to keep their mouth shut.
Look at all these guys pulling vodka over here. You know what I mean? Shit, they had to give it to me, man. I'd bootleg that stuff, man. You know?
Yeah. I don't want to be a bad influence, but if I was into alcohol, I damn sure wouldn't be paying for it down there. I'd get me a big old plastic trash can, fill it up with Kamad orange juice and all this juice, and I'd make my own wine. You know?
Heck yeah.
Just like San Quentin, you know? Pruno.
Heck yeah, yeah.
You know?
Heck yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be,
Pruno,
you know,
man.
But you see, I don't do that stuff. So I don't, you know, but when I did do it, I was pretty new how to get down, you know?
Yeah.
I want to ask you this, you know, I don't want to accuse none of you of nothing, but, you know, when I was a young guy, you know, my brother would probably could verify this, you know, I used to sniff glue, I used to sniff paint, you know? I mean, do anything to get high, you know, when I was young, and,
yeah.
But how do you quit this stuff? You quit it because you outgrow it. Pretty soon you say, look at that glue sniffer. You start making fun of the glue sniffer. Well, you did it too. But you outgrow stuff. It's like drinking wine. You're a wino. But finally one day you say, no, I'm going to drink champagne. You know? And you start putting down the winos. You start saying, I'm a social drinker. I drink champagne and Coke. Had cocaine and everything, you know, and you turn into that mode. But if you outgrow that mode, pretty soon you outgrow these things. Next thing you're sober. If your brain develops, you put all that stuff behind you, and you don't do it no more. You're not scared of it because you don't have the feel for it no more. You know, when I used to shoot heroin, I never thought I would quit because I loved it. I'm not going to quit nothing I love. But you outgrow the stuff and you say, damn, man, you know, you don't do it no more. You know, I like coffee, so I'm still drinking coffee. You know, it's like cigarettes. The same way I quit smoking cigarettes, you know. I never have the urge to go back and fire up a cigarette. You know, your mind develops above this stuff. You don't, some people, they say, oh, you quit, you're going to blah, 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 you know. You know, he's just scared, he don't want to go back to jail, so he's quitting. He don't want to lose his wife, so he's quitting, you know. Man, you don't quit, you just outgrow stuff. When you outgrow it, you look back at it, and you say, man, you even laugh at it. But how do you outgrow this stuff? The main way is Wakantanka takes it from you. You start getting into spiritual life, a spiritual way, and you become high on spirituality. And then you don't do that stuff no more. I know a lot of people don't see that, but I do, you know, because I look back at it. I remember back in blue sniffing days, you know, that airplane, so I got esters and all that, but you outgrow it. If you so.
Crunchy about what you know, and they used to tell us, you know, about alcohol and all this stuff. She said, the power that those bees possess, she said, it's a powerful bee. She said, a lot of people, when they say they quit, she said, it's going to test them. So she said, it's better just to say, I put it away for now, you know. She said, don't test it because it will take you down. And that's, you know, if you look at these things these people do, like being washed each other, they could do that, see? But yet they don't do that. They don't find that spirituality. They don't open their minds to what they really are. And it's a big problem. It's a bigger problem than we realize, you know? And that's why I'm talking about red, white men. Someday, that's all we're going to be if we ain't careful. And a lot of these tribes, like you was just talking about, and me and Conchie was talking about it. Look at all these casino-rich Indians. Do they care about the other Indians? There's no compassion there. Even the people that work in these casinos, Oriental, Black, or Washita, there's no Indian workforce in there. Then, they stereotype the Indians, the Lakota people. Oh, they steal. They do this. These people there are the same way as these Indians, but yet they don't see that. So they're quick to judge our people, these rich Indians, because they have that white mentality. And it kind of sickens me. I wish they'd never had these casinos or these rich, and then they want to control all these other Indians.
I'm with you, Wampa, yeah.
And that's kind of a sad situation that we're in, because a lot of this money, once they get that money, spirituality, tradition doesn't exist anymore. They think they could buy it. That's not what life is about. That's not what living is. Spirituality is living. You live spirituality. It's a way of life.
Yep.
That's why there's a big difference between spirituality and religion.
Right.
Religion is something that, you know, like what Trump's doing now, that's a religion. That's like a cult. A way of life is that chanupa. Kachanupa is a way of life. That is a commitment. You take that, and if you're Lakota, you never turn back. So there's a big difference between them. A lot of these other tribes used to have these traditions. But when they turn to these casinos, it destroys that. It turns them washichu. And you see it everywhere, these casino-rich Indians. Look at our Indians back home in Pine Ridge. They were running the Shagbi. They have no idea how they're going to pay that money back, but since they agreed to it, they took it. And now they're having a hell of a time, because they can't get money out of that casino until it's paid off. But, you know, we're not Washita. There's a way, we have a tradition, we have a way of life that we should respect and be who we really are. Our Tunkashlas fought long and hard for us to be here. But yeah, when you do things like that, it's like a slap in the face to them. And you trust the Washita. Look at that guy that you know, like Putin said, all the guys begging for other countries, other fighters to come in and help him fight the war, his war. Putin went to the NATO and said, this is an internal squabble. Anybody that comes from the outside and joins that war is a mercenary. And they will be tried as a mercenary and shot. And that's the way it is. And that guy is trying to lie to people to get people to come in there and help him. Trying to start a world war. Why is he trying to start that world war? You know? All this guy's asking for is, don't bring nukes to this country. We can't. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to be a superpower. All these guys that are planning to go to war and think that, oh, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to do this, they better think twice, because they're going to be charged as a mercenary. You go in there, if they capture you, they're going to put you on a firing squad, you know? And it's as simple as that. You know, and it should, you know, look at our people. Look what's happening right now on our reservation. A Washita Mining Company comes in here and Buffalo's Indians are up. If June Hook was alive, he wouldn't let that happen. He would have shot those guys and got them the hell out there and kept the rig. You know? But nobody like that is on the reservations anymore. They're all turning Washita because of the council. As our leadership goes, so do we.
Yes.
And the council is a weakling. They're BIA, they're bureaucrats. The boss, they're controlled by Munza Ska. And there's people, there's traditionals that's still alive. That's why we don't know how to spend money. We've never had it. We don't know how to deal with it. A simple life. We have relations. Mitaki, I hear that a lot. People better live up to that if they're going to say that. They better understand what it means. There's a deeper meaning. There's a deeper meaning to Mitakuye Oyaski than that person sitting beside you. Remember, there's 405 beings in the creation story that started. So there's 405 plant and animal life. That's Mitakuye Oyaski, not that person sitting beside you. People really misconstrue that one word, trying to be Indian. How come you say Mitake Ate? Because I got relations. I am who I am. I'm a Lakota. I don't play these Washita games. I have to adjust. I have to live with it, even though I don't like it. I wish I could still follow the buffalo and eat what was mine at one time, the medicine that comes from that buffalo. But the white man stole that from me. And the white man still keeps it from me. And all these sons of bitches, excuse the language, all these people want to be Washita? They ought to be ashamed of themselves, man. Look what they did to you. Look what they did to your ancestors. How is it that you don't see that man, that Washita, throwing that baby up in the air and using a bayonet on it?
Yeah.
Saying a bullet ain't worth it. Raping those women. That happened not too long ago. But yet all these Indians want to be Washita. You know, they only want our land. They have a 200-year plan. What do we have? We don't have shit. We have shit for brains on these councils. We have shit for brains in the BIA. There's a woman they stuck in her. Where the hell is she now? She's probably over there fucking handing, excuse the language again, but handing out guns to these goddamn Ukrainians. That's a Russian thing. Why are we talking about it? Why are we trying to get involved in it? We have no business there. That's a domestic dispute. Let them air it out. Washita's want, everywhere Washita goes, destruction, destroy. American Washita destroy everything, no matter where they go. That's why these countries, a lot of people say, if you don't know what the United States government is about, ask an Indian. I wish they'd come and ask me, because I'll tell them the truth. Because I know what happened to my ancestors, and I know who the hell I am. And when I say Mitake, I'm not talking about that person sitting beside me. There's plant and animal life that I am related to, that these Washitas are destroying, like this earth, and what they're doing back home. But how many of these Lakota, how many of these Indians understand that? They're robbing us every day, but nobody speaks for us. Even at that, whatever the hell she was at, that they stuck in the United States government. See, I ain't heard a peep about that woman defending us. Where the hell is she?
You know, Tosh, there was on the news that some Ukrainian kid marched 700 miles to the border, and he's a hero, you know. But down south, a native kid marched 700 miles to the border, and they put him locked him up.
Yep.
He was running from what he considered
American bad gorillas.
Yeah. So, he goes to prison. He ain't no hero. He gets locked up. But they're trying to really make everybody look like those poor Ukrainians. But how about us? Was there a Southern Ukrainians in Standard Rock? Hell no. They don't give a rat's ass about it. You know? When they kill Indian babies, when they lock up Indian babies, when they beat up Indian women, send them to prison, you know? Where's all these people at? Yeah, I know we're compassionate people. We feel bad for others. But damn, don't start, you know, what cracks me up is people on the outside say, what's wrong with this Indian? He's got a white man sitting on his neck, but he's over there crying about somebody else. You know? We got the Washichu on our necks right now. You know, just like they did George Floyd. That's how we live. You know? I should be equal to any other person in this country if it's freedom, like they say, or if it's democracy, like they say. But there's no democracy. I can't run for president because I don't have the money to do it. Because you got to have money. So that right there alone tells you you ain't free to run for president or something. Only rich people can be president. Only millionaires can be president. You can't be president, so what the hell are you talking about? Freedom. You know? And I seen a bro of mine it was funny, he was talking about, yeah, don't call me, you know, because I serve my country. Well, I ain't going to say his name, but I remember me, him, and my brother all joined the Marine Corps at the same time. We didn't join because we were trying to serve our country. We were running from the American. The only way out was to hide in there with the American. You know, that's how we joined. Yeah. But now, 40, 50 years later, he said, yeah, I serve my country, you know, rah, 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 you know. And I said, damn, what the hell's wrong with this guy? He must have forgotten that we were running from the law in New Mexico. You know, we were hauling ass out of New Mexico for defending ourselves in New Mexico. And they got caught over there. I was, you know, that's why we joined, you know. So, but yet, we damn sure didn't join because of, you know, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of crazy how I remember when them two got busted in New Mexico. That's how they, you know, that's why they joined. You know what I mean? They're running from the law. And their only way out of jail was to sign that paper. So now, 50 years later, gonna say, act like a big, I serve my country, you know.
Well, that's where you come in and say, oh, come on.
How many Indians serve their country because of that?
A lot of court orders, you know.
A lot of people had those officers that work to induct you.
Yeah.
What do they call them?
Recruited
officers. They go to the jails to be recruited right out of jail. They go to schools, recruit right out of schools. You know.
A lot of fools.
And with big promises, you know. And then there's people got drafted, you know. You know, so when people say, like that one Sundancer was on Facebook saying, I fought for your freedom. Shit, why the hell is he fighting for my freedom? I don't, you know. I was in the Marine Corps. I fought for your freedom. How? What freedom are you talking about? You know? You got nerve.
Crazy old people.
Yeah, they killed Spinball. They got Geronimo. That's how all our leaders got caught. Even Crazy Horse. You know? So my point is this, pure and simple, and anybody could disagree or whatever. I ain't asking you to grab arms and go out there and fight the Washita. I'm saying, first of all, go out and find out who the hell you are. Look in the mirror. Who are you? You know? Then, if you see some Indian in that mirror, you know, then go get you a chanupa or start going to an Iti. Start learning about yourself. You know, do something for yourself and do it for your people, for your children. For your, you know, that's what I'm saying. I ain't saying go out there and grab arms and fight. How are you going to fight when you don't even know who the hell you are? You might go out and start fighting and decide it's better to jump on their side. You know? Go out there with us and start fighting, but then realize it's better to join them, you know? And, you know, so it don't do no good that way. You need to be a good warrior. You need to know who you are and know what side you stand on. And when I see you out there playing American half the time or three-quarters of the time, you know, you see yourself on Facebook. I look on Facebook, you see people, you know. You know, they're playing Indian this much time, and then all of a sudden, now they're over there blaming Russia for the gas price. They're blaming Russia for this and that. Or the Chinese, blaming people. Well, the Chinese ain't our enemy. The Russians ain't our enemy. Our enemy is the one who's right here in this country, running the Supreme Court, running the Congress, running this country, driving those police cars. You know? That's who the enemy is. But you're going to go sit over here and talk bad about some other country? You know? How? You know, I don't understand that. They're not attacking us. You know? Yeah, they're moving in. You know, they find since the American is selling our land, yeah, they're coming in and buying it. You know, different nationalities are different cultures coming in buying up our land because the American ripped us off and selling it. You know? But when we get pulled over, and the cops pull us over, who is it? You know? When we go to court, who we facing? When we pay that money, who you paying it to? You know? And then you're going to go play American? And then on Facebook, I see people all the time. Man, this last week, man, I blocked like 150. You know, every day just blocking people because people forgot. They're over here trying to be my friend, but suddenly their other color shows up. You know, I even blocked some relatives, you know, some Lakota. They probably don't even know they're blocked yet. Or maybe they think I'm just shut down. But, you know, I don't want to get into their conflict. So if they're on the other side, I just block them. You know? Don't mean I hate them. I'll still talk to them when I run across them at the store. You know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, on social media, I'm not going to get involved in their squabbles. I'm not going to get involved in their baloney, you know. So, a whole bunch of people, you know. I just said, wow, man, look at this. Over something that's going on way across the ocean, it's affected our people. Now, our people are trying to recruit our own people to join in on their hate, join in on their racism, join in and join the American cult in their provocation across that ocean. And always remember, there's a pilot called Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, the biggest military base, U.S. military base in the Indian Ocean. How the hell did the Americans acquire that? You know, how did they acquire that? And you're going to join them? You're going to listen to them? You're going to, I mean, that's crazy. I'm talking to our people. I'm not talking to the Washita. I'm not talking to the Asafa. I'm talking, this is the American Indian movement, the voice of the indigenous people. I'm talking to you guys, you know? And I'm telling you, wake up, you know, wake up. I'm not saying grab arms and go hate on Joe Blow over there. I'm just saying, don't trust that Joe Blow over there. He might be a nice guy, but remember, that guy's a Washita. You remember, those guys are different culture. Like Member said, you know, Midakuye Oyasa doesn't mean Custer's my relative. Doesn't mean that. Once you kill my people, you ain't one of us. You're not a relative. You're nothing. You don't even have blood in your veins. It's poison. So there's no blood on our hands when you go away, you know? And our people need to be live in our way. I'm not saying be on our side. Anyway, Lance or Philip, are you guys snoozing or what?
I'm awake. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, of course. When you talk.
Oh, okay, good. I'm actually in the basement. The service isn't too good, but I'm glad you guys can hear me. Alka, thank you for everything you guys said tonight. Member, Wombly, thank you so much. I got some understanding, and especially about Russia, you know. I know people that have personal experience being there and know the people, and I learned a lot tonight, so I thank you for that. And chasing those white lines for me has been a problem, and like you finally, when I finally outgrow it, I like notice that I'm having stupid conversations with people I don't really like, you know, and that's usually a time to check yourself and to go somewhere and think about it. I'm glad I'm here with my sons, and I'm glad I'm here on the radio with you guys tonight and Layla, and not chasing white lines, you know. So everything's good, everything's great, and it's really good to hear you all tonight.
I'm glad you're here.
Glad you stopped in, you know. Because you have a voice, you have an influence, and you have your society with American Indian Movement, you know, as an angster, a real one. what side is there supposed to be on. You know? Yeah, we have to live in this country. And we go to work with Washichu and everybody else. We have to be social with everybody and give respect and, you know, teach our kids and our kids go to school and they have to someday work and all that. Having a job isn't being American. Having a job is something everybody does. You know, going to school isn't being American. It's education. Everybody has to have to learn something. You know, having skills. You know, riding a motorcycle isn't Washichu. Driving a car ain't Washichu. You know, flying an airplane ain't Washichu. You know, but what being Washichu is when you start, your mind starts blending into their philosophy. When your mind starts feeling their logic, and you forget about who you are. Because when you forget who you are, it's like Wimber always says. It's going to come back to you one day. Because you're never going to be Washichu if you're an Indian, a native. You're never going to be a black man. You're never going to be Asian if you're an Indian. Even if you're part white, even if you're part black, even if you're part, no matter what, if you have the Indian side, the native side more dominant, then people are going to see it, and there's going to be racism against you. And if your color is a little bit different, you know, and the first thing Washichu like to do to lie about when they meet you, if they know you're Indian, they'll tell you a lie right away. What is that lie? That lie is, oh, you're part Indian?
Yeah.
You know what? My grandmother was Cherokee princess. You know? They start that lie. You know? Just so they can have something to dig with you further. They make up some baloney stories. They're not out there to tell you the truth. They're never going to tell you they like to stab your baby. They're never going to tell you they want to rape your wife. They're going to always act all right with you. They're going to try to weaken you to get what they want from you. You know? And they weaken you with that smile. They weaken you with that Cherokee lie. They weaken you with all this baloney they tell you. You know? They come on Facebook. Like I said, I blocked about 150 people this week, a lot of people, because they act like they're friends of the Indians until this war started. They started getting right out front. I mean, I even seen Indians putting Ukrainian colors on their page. What kind of crap is that? You know? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying they hate Ukrainians. I'm just saying, that's not your business. You know, it's not my business either, but all I'm telling you is what I experience. You know?
What I see.
Yeah, what I see. Trying to preserve a way of life, then like, I support that, you know, because, you know, we definitely need to support each other, you know. And if people are, like, trying to preserve the culture, the tradition, and to keep this poisonous Western influence out and capitalism, and, you know, the only thing they have to do is look to the countries where this Western influence has its neck around everything and just look and see how it goes, you know. So I actually learned that tonight, so thank you for that.
Well, you know, Lance and whoever else is out there. You know, they busted this black basketball player for sneaking hash, and I mentioned this earlier.
Yeah,
you know, she got busted. She got busted red-handed. You don't go on another. If she went to Malaysia, she'd probably get death sentence. You don't go into other countries trying to smuggle shit in there. You're stupid if you do that.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of brains do you have to do that? I damn sure don't want to go to prison in some other country, man. You know, what the hell is wrong with them? And why gamble with it? I know why. Because she's trying to be hit. She wants to go to over there to Russia and tell them, yeah, I'm American. I can get anything you want. This is what we do. Try it out. It's good. It's the best you're going to get, you know, because they don't have it there. You know, I don't care what anybody says. You go to Russia. Moscow might have more dope in it than the other places. When you leave those big cities, those communities, those smaller towns, they're not dope addicts. They're into vodka and dancing and singing and all that. You know, maybe a fist fight. You know, they don't have crime like over here, but once I told them, once the Americans start coming in here, they're going to start bringing their drugs in. They're going to start bringing their wild side with them, and your kids ain't going to be free no more. You got to stop them at the door. What did Trump say? Trump said, you Mexicans, you're bringing your worst in. You're bringing your worst in. He said that, you know, telling them, the Washichu, that the Mexicans, they're bringing in the worst. Well, really, the worst is the American. When Americans travel abroad, they're bringing in their bad habits all over the country. When you go to East Berlin and West Berlin, it's two different places. West Berlin acts like white people. The women all dressed up like Americans. The men all dressed up like that. But when I used to go to East Berlin, they had culture over there, wearing raggedy clothes, making their own bread, you know, living with culture, you know. Yeah, they're the same people, Germans. They're white people. Same thing, you know. But there was a big difference between Western style, what they call democracy and freedom, and then culture style, you know. Cell phones and all that, and, you know, all the fancy stuff that Americans have, Cadillacs, or, you know, they all want to do that. But, you know, what trips me out is when you go to them countries and see the difference, you have to experience it. Go to China. Walk the streets of China. Walk the streets of one of them Asian countries and see the habits those people have. You know, the ones that aren't American. You got South Korea that's all American now. You know, you look over there, they're all American. You look North Korea, they're, you know, we don't know what it's like in there. All we know is what the Washichu tells us. Now, what's his name? Dennis. What the hell is his name? Went in there, you know.
Rodman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He went in there, and he wasn't talking bad, but all of a sudden they made him shut up. So he started shutting up, you know. When he started talking too much, they made him shut up. You know, they started, they're going to bust somebody for taking, see, the American put sanctions on these countries. So you can't go in there with a bottle of sanctioned wine or something to give it to them, or a cigar or something. If you take it in there, the American will send you to prison. You see? So who's free? When the American puts sanctions against other countries, they're sanctioning you so you don't share nothing. Because if you share it, they're going to lock you up. You know?
Yeah.
They locked up somebody the other day, I seen on Facebook, because they were computer parts or something like that. They went and shared over there in Russia, nearly. They got them for it, you know. They said, or if you take stuff into Iran, if you go into Iran with something that's, you know, that the American sanctioned, then you're going to get locked up, you know. And some of the things that are sanctioned, you wouldn't believe. You don't know. How can you keep track of this? I didn't even know that they sanctioned wine. But if you haul certain wine into North Korea, they're going to send you to prison. You see, sanctions means you. When they sanction another country, that means you. That means you better not give them nothing. That's what sanction means. Sanction means you better not give them a Hershey bar over there, because we sanction them. That's why McDonald's and all of them are shutting down over there, and the Russians are happy because they know McDonald's own healthy. You know?
There's like over 5,000 sanctions against Russia right now.
Yeah. And those sanctions don't bother them Russians, because them Russians have their own economy. They don't need all that stuff. They got their own. You know how much Russia's paying for a gallon of gas right now? $1.80. Guess, ask me how I found out. $1.80 a gallon. You think, you know, ask me how I know. I won't tell you, but I know. You know, they sell gas by the liter. You know? And it's like 60 cents a liter.
More than.
You know? So why do a Russian care about sanctions? They don't. The only thing they ain't gonna get no McDonald's. They're not gonna get some kind of parts for their. They're not getting jet parts from Boeing no more. They're not getting this and that. But how many Russians need a jet part from Boeing? You know? How many Russians need a part from NASA? You know,
I'd like to know how much taxes they're paying on their gas in Russia, because 60% of what we pay at the pumps here goes for taxes. They claim it's for keeping up the roads and that. If they were doing their job and keeping up the roads and paying for repair work, why in the hell do we have such large truck holes around these big cities and on the freeways and everything else? They're full of shit.
You know why Russia can get away with a lot of that stuff? And you have to live over there. You know, I seen a Russian cop. He was checking his own oil in his cop car. You know, they checked their own oil. And they drive little cop cars. They don't have all these fancy computers. Just basic. Got a light flashing and a siren. Their ambulances are not big, giant vehicles full of all kinds of things inside them. They just load you up and get you to the hospital, let the hospital deal with you, you know? And they show up pretty fast, you know? Life is really simple that way. Here I am sounding, you know, a person hears me, they're saying, yeah, here's an advocate for Russia. I'm not being an advocate. I'm telling you a fact. I'm telling you a fact that I know, you know. I could hate Russia, but I'll still tell you the truth. They're paying $1.80 a gallon, and the cops check their own oil. And when them trucks, you get a flat tire on the road, the trucker gets out and changes his own flat. That's why they can live away from American sanctions and stuff. You know, plus they still trade with China. They still trade with India. They still trade with other countries. There's other countries that don't care about American sanctions, you know? So the point is when you look at all this fake news on Yahoo and MSN and all this stuff, and they're making it look like they're crippling them up. They're not crippling them up. But if they keep on sending weapons over there and bragging about it, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen? Common sense will tell you what's going to happen. They're going to get more pissed off, and they're just going to one day go in and drop a big bomb and hand it off. Right now they're trying to be soft. Because they're trying to be soft, it looks like a weakness. And the Americans, oh, we're helping them. They're winning. It's slowed down. The war slowed down. Nah, it ain't like that. You know? Time will tell. But I know one thing. The American isn't telling you the truth. You know?
They're the biggest liars in the world.
Yeah. They're not telling you the truth. So I'm talking, this radio show is for the American Indian movement. This show here is for indigenous people if they're listening. But there's a lot of non-Indians listening to us, you know, a lot, you know, and I find out later. There's a lot of people listening to us. And I'm telling you, you know, and I'm not trying to be against nobody. I'm just saying, the truth is the truth. You know, don't be over there all sympathetic.
Thank you. I got a question. In Russia, do they have like take for instance, when they charge you for gas, the 99 and 9/10? Do they charge, or is it just one rate, like 20 cents, 50 cents, $2,
$1.85? I don't recall how that is.
You think about how do Americans lie even with this gas, that 9/10? Who gets that 1/10 at the pump when you're buying gas? Who pockets that? They're big liars.
Well,
the way they put things, they want to make as much profit as they could off of everything. Everything is about Moses Scott to the white man. Everything. I mean, even look at the land they're stealing. You know, they're gonna take that land, steal it, and then sell it to somebody, and say, "Oh, that's yours." But yet, when that person dies, the county's going to come in and sell it and get whatever their issue is. So nobody really owns it, see? These Washitos are some evil, clever people, see? And that's why I say, I don't want to be a Christian, I don't want to be a Washito, you know, it's evil, totally evil. And I don't know
it's
how
just
to...
just like that guy who owns that XL pipeline. That Washington, that old XL pipeline, that guy's a multi-billionaire and lives in a big old a locked-up mansion in Texas, you know. That's just one example. Those oil people, they're billionaires, you know. They're billionaires, and they're still raising the prices. You're not taking money from them. They're making money off of raising the price. So
yeah.
These billionaires,
they're making bank, man.
Yep, they're billionaires.
That, you know,
that's why they won't jump on Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia is nice to them, deals with them. They didn't care that Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11 and all that. They don't care about that.
They hid that. You know? Yeah. They hid that.
They don't care about none of that. They don't care about Saudi Arabia went and kidnapped some journalists and chopped them up 50 ways and made them disappear. They don't care.
Yep.
Right in the embassy. You know? They don't care. You know? But they sure jump on somebody else's ass. If Iran wants to help Venezuela out with some oil, they get all pissed at Iran. They even robbed the whole ship from Iran. Iran couldn't do nothing about it. You know? They do wicked stuff, but they want you to join in on them or get somebody else.
Hey, Crunchy, look what they're doing. Look at Afghanistan. They have all of Afghanistan's money locked up. They don't want to give them up. People are starving and they're having a hard time over there because they have no currency. America's sitting on it. And then now their excuse is they're going to pay those 9/11 victims before they release it. But they don't. Then they come out and say, well, we don't want the Taliban to control this money. So they're still sitting on those people's money. That's how evil America is. They don't care about those little kids or those old people or those guys that, you know, can't buy anything. They don't care about them. They're more worried about those people's money, and they don't want the Taliban to have it because they're going to buy weapons. Look at what they're doing to the people over in Ukraine, giving them all kinds of weapons. That doesn't make sense to me at all. You know, they supply Washington with all kinds of weapons, and then people of color, they don't want to do that? These guys ain't human over here. There's reports every day coming out of Ukraine. Oh, the poor white man, you know?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
So, the American just sent, I forget how many billions of dollars to Ukraine for weapons, worth of weapons. What it is the people making weapons in this country are making a killing. That's the whole purpose of it.
Right.
It's not to donate and be nice. It's now they're giving somebody else a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how that's working, you know?
Military-industrial complex.
Yep.
Yeah, now Poland wants to send their old MiG fighters to Ukraine so that they could go ahead and purchase brand new F-16s tomorrow.
They can't give those planes. They can't give those planes to Poland because they've already promised Taiwan those F-16s. They're in a dilemma right now. Those planes already belong to the Taiwanese government. So Poland can't lay hands on them, or Ukraine can't lay hands on them. They're trying to work some kind of deal out now. But all those F-16s are because of China.
They have a couple of roads.
They said last month Biden sent them $350 million, and then Saturday they sent them $200 million. You know, where does the American get this money from? You know, how is this all working? You know.
And meanwhile, we have that starving You know,
they owe the Indians this money. They ought to give that money to us. We could use it here.
Yeah. Yep.
Park a couple of extra cheese outside.
Yeah. You know, and then our people are chiming in on that war. Like, you know, they're not looking at what we're going through. Yeah, some Indians, you know, if you live in a city, it doesn't mean that what goes on doesn't affect you.
Not one opinion supported one to me. Not one opinion supported any Indian group.
Yes.
Fuck them.
Yes. It's like that.
Yeah. You know, it's constant that the Ukrainians never did support Indian causes anywhere in the world. So ask them is what I say. You know?
Well, I know that Russians, them schools in Russia were writing letters for Leonard Peltier.
Yeah, they wanted Leonard. They were willing to take Leonard Peltier. That's what I say. I give Putin a lot of credit for that. You know, he was ready to take the guy, but America didn't want to let him go. And that's why. And Ukrainians siding with the United States, because they're a bunch of liars. They don't. They learned how to lie good by listening to the Americans. You know, and they're going to get in trouble for it.
You can't trust even like they got pot, legalizing pot, people are jumping on that saying it's legal. Well, they just busted the guy for mailing a bunch of pot in the U.S. Postal Service. Because since it's legal, he thought it was all right. He could use the mail to, you know, here they, now yeah. They got his ass and going to prison. You know, people are stupid.
Yeah.
You can't trust them, what they say.
Yeah.
You know, because they're saying pot's legal, don't trust them.
Yeah.
You know, some Indians told me, yeah, it's legal over here, rah, rah, rah. I said, wait for 20 years and then see if it's still legal. You know?
wait 5 years.
Yeah.
Let's
see how many.
Picture.
Yeah. Wait.
When you're doing your own, it can be illegal.
Yeah.
See how many people are in prison in 5 years over this legal stuff. You know,
when you're growing your own, then it's going to be illegal. You know,
yeah,
because they can't make money off of it.
It's legal, but don't get caught with it, Matt.
That's what it is.
You know, this guy told me. He told me, he said, you know what? He said, they ain't going to do nothing. If you have under an ounce, they don't do nothing to you. And then he got busted.
You're right.
They took him in. They impounded his car. He had to pay to get out of jail. Had to pay to get his car out of the impound and all that over just for under an ounce. You know?
Damn.
You know? I said, damn.
Yeah.
You know, better not even have it if you're going to go through all that hell. They ain't gonna do nothing under house. How them cops? If they catch you with a joint, they're gonna jam you up. They ain't gonna say it's legal.
They call that probable cause.
Probable cause.
Yeah, that's even a roach. They call it probable cause.
Yeah.
And they'll pull your car.
Well, they pull
everything.
You over, and they run their finger in your ashtray. They run their finger in your ashtray and smell it. They don't see the pot there, but if they smell it, that's their probable cause.
You say ask them.
Oh, yeah. First they hit the ashtray, and if they smell pot, and then they hit the ashtray and let you go.
Then they smell it.
Once they touch that ashtray, you got a chance.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Then they smell it. They run their finger across it.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Linda Smelman. She'll be livened up after you heard that one. Yeah, that's another thing. I graduated to that little tie knot. But it's one of those great big ones that look like a cow tongue. Remember this one?
Yeah, you know what? I better watch out. Some of our listeners might decide to take that chance. Some of the get the closet guys, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on in gas price. You know, what about the truckers? The truckers are paying $5 a gallon on those big trucks. If you drive a loaded truck for 1,000 miles, you're paying up to $1,700 a gallon haul a loaded truck 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
So it's 3,000 miles from the strawberry fields in Santa Ana to Boston or New York. So they're paying, that's a lot of money, man. That's almost $5,000 to haul a load of strawberries. You know, but that ain't counting hauling meat or whatever. That's why prime rib down here at the store costs $60 for I guess it was 5 pounds. And 5 pounds of meat ain't nothing, you know. Now my toll weighs 5 pounds.
Here's that in the Buffalo.
Yeah.
Open range.
So that's why the shelves are empty in a lot of these stores. You know, that's why food's getting scarce. But people don't realize that they lost 180,000 truckers. I don't know how far back. I was just reading. I know. And I've been getting a lot of promo in the mail trying to get me to go back on the road, promising this. Because they lost so many truckers, you can't remedy that. That's irreparable damage. You can't get 180,000 truckers back right away. You know, once they go, they're gone. And when most of them left because of the reasons for them leaving is the law, the struggle out there, the press, the stress, the dispatchers, So that's why trucking is the best way to get stuff. And they're not gonna get fixed out right away. But you can see there's going to be a decline of this and that and that. And, you know, the Pepsi and Coca-Cola trucks you see delivering on the rest, they might run out. You know? They might not be able to afford to deliver it. We might end up like Russia, get healthier because we won't be able to have all that bunch stuff. You know? And I don't know about a lot of reservations, but, like, we don't have a McDonald's here on our res.
Like you would think.
You know?
Hey,
you guys.
Your steak.
Yeah.
You guys got to have a few, but. That's
big. 40 bucks. No.
Yeah.
Hey.
New steak. What do you think?
Okay. Anyway. Last comments, Philip, or did you ever comment?
Nope, just that it was another good show, and I enjoy hearing everybody on here. And you all have a good rest of your weekend.
Yeah, well, don't pass out yet. We got a few more minutes here. And are we moving the clock up? Is it going to be an hour later when law.
I have no idea.
They said
to come forward. So you can see our head.
So what? I don't care about all that.
But 9 o'clock and then
hours.
10 o'clock.
I'm sleeping an hour left anyway. Let me see. So an hour forward, so that means we're getting off at 1 o'clock, huh? 7 o'clock.
There you go.
Did I figure that out right?
We were talking about something.
Yeah.
Okay, so man, I really gained a little intelligence on here. I got some brain development. So it's really going to be 1 o'clock. Let me see. So that's going to be, what time is it going to be for you, remember, when you get off?
What time do I get off?
7 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you get off, Larry. I shouldn't say get off.
I go all night. I never get off. No, we get off at what? 10 o'clock over here. We're hour behind you guys.
Tonight you're gonna be 11 o'clock. Huh?
Yeah.
An hour.
Yeah.
So you're spending an hour in the behind, though.
Yeah, you know, hey, they're talking about leaving that clock set the way it is, too. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. But, you know, they're supposed to, no more daylight savings time, whatever they call it.
All right, so. It's already going to be 1 o'clock pretty soon here. And anyway, what about you, Lance? You got any last comments?
I will hear, speak, and see you guys once again. Thanks for having me, and everybody be good. And Leah.
Yeah. And Layla, what about you?
Yeah, I've been holding this, and just the saddest thing to me is people who miss the whole spiritual life, and that's it right there. They're missing real life.
Yeah. Don't be holding it. I was gonna say let it go, though. You know, the things are on your mind. It's all right to speak. You know.
Yeah, but it's good to have Lance back. Really good. Come back, Lance.
Well, you know, sometimes people are out there tuned in. You don't know who's out there tuned in, but I'm glad that people do. And they tune in from all over the world. That's the other thing. And I appreciate that. That's why it's important for us to represent or speak, you know, whatever truth you have. The worst thing is to talk about something you don't know about, you know, or, you know, be given information that you don't know about. I stay clean away from that. Like, same way with other tribes. I don't know what's going on with another tribe, so I don't act like I know them, know what they do. You know, you have to ask them, you know, like, what are their customs, Blackfeet customs, Shoshone customs. I don't know. But I just know about my own, but some people start getting on Facebook and talking about everybody else's customs. You know, some lady started talking about Lakota customs, and she ain't even Lakota. She's a white lady in Georgia, you know. But because she married one of our Lakota men 20 years ago for 6 months before he booted her out, she carries that with her like she knows Lakota customs. You know?
Now she's an expert.
Yeah, now she's an expert.
She's a little young Indian.
Yeah.
But I have a question for Denver, Wombly.
Go ahead.
When it's real cold, Denver, do you bring your hairy elephant into the house?
Hey, he's all right. He's doing good. Now I even got a tie. So my hairy elephant, this guy.
Yeah. He has to spray it off because his mouth kind of funky.
No, I know, you know, I just brushed him off.
Hairy.
He's a hairy elephant.
Last week, I don't know if my brother was here, but I talked about him, and I'm really happy that he's here. He had another birthday, you know. And I was really happy, you know, to have someone that long in my life, you know. And I'm saying that long, I mean, I don't mean long like a Subway sandwich. I mean, the time amount. Or knowing somebody that long, you know, that don't sound good either. You know, knowing somebody that's been on this earth for that amount of time, I have to clarify that. So you gotta watch him say something. He got all proud of me, knowing somebody that long. Anyway, you guys got any last comments? Remember Larry?
No, it was good. It was a good show tonight.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed myself. Very same thing. Prima cosa, poi con castato la canzone che ha il mondo la comitiva che tutto dopo la finta oltre mi ha puntato non la finta che mi ha che tutto io casi per mia vena punta la io ho il nome so da mi c'è unici da un cubo di io per punta se c'è un cazzo non si da quello fa un mita che ha mi
ha che ha che
with that everybody good night.
Train going in from Fargo, carrying my mother back to me. died last week outside of Fargo. Victim of her country's apathy. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more pain and no more sorrow. Don't you know that you have won? Yeah, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles to go home. Through the never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Yeah, hey, 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 hey. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, hey, hey. 35 more. The never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Though they never let me know you, still, you mean so much to me. Now, I wish that I could show you all the love you're never gonna see. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free.